This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
LeBron's the Keone of basketball, if you think about it.
That's more common.
I love that.
You know what I mean?
Like, a lot of NBA players explain that to other friends. LeBron? Oh, he's like the Keone of basketball.
That's so funny. Cool, yeah. I have to show you a video of Keone dancing after this.
Yeah.
And then I will show you that
to Manolo
song, so you have that.
Yeah, Manolo.
Yeah, I'll show you the Manolo dance video.
Perfect.
He's so good.
Great.
Groovy.
Oh. Okay, here we go. Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon. Earlier this week, I drove off from a gas station pump with the nozzle still fully in my car, detached the hose completely.
No. Whoa.
No.
Well, well, well.
Yeah, so that's why I have friends here to help me help you. Billy and Adam.
Hey.
Wow. You're a human commercial.
Jesus.
A lot of people were telling me that I was like a walking rom-com, but I've never seen a movie where that happens.
Did you get out of your car and then step on a rake and it hit you right in the nose?
Yeah, and then I met the love of my life and I'm married now.
That's right. Right. All in 30 seconds.
The Call Me Maybe music video, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny because Irene and I went to this gas station, not together. We just like ended up going to the same gas station.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. I mean, it was near where we were supposed to be.
Right.
So we ended up talking for a long time, and that's why I was kind of disengaged from the whole gas station experience.
Yes.
And then I drove off and I was like, I'm having a great day.
Yes.
And then I hear a big old pop. Thump. And then we just make eye contact, like directly, like shoom.
Yep.
And then all I go is, problem, problem, problem.
Yeah, my car has a tail. My car has a tail.
Exactly. Yes.
Right, right.
And she came and tried to like fix it because I didn't know what to do and we couldn't fix it. So I just left.
Wait, stop. What do you mean you just left? Did you leave? What do you, you just like kind of nestle it next to the tank where it belongs?
How'd you get
guys,
that?
Yeah.
She put the nozzle back in the pump.
Okay.
I know, you're looking at me like I'm a bad person.
No, so here's what happened.
Yes.
She was very proactive.
Yeah.
Said problem. We both got out. We took the thing out, put it back in its little holster on the pump.
Yes.
And then we like feigned connecting it again.
That's where the bad person thing shows up again.
When we try?
We did it for the cameras.
She said feigned. She said feigned. That's not trying. Feigned is pretending to try.
Well, that's by definition.
I was feigning. She was trying.
Okay. I was fainting.
Feigning and fainting.
And then we kind of just like did that for a minute and then we're like,
so
okay.
Did we feign it good enough?
Yeah, we were like, we tried.
So there was no gas station attendant who came out and was like, hey, I just saw you rip half of my equipment out of the wall.
I heard you yelling problem.
Yeah, yeah.
I know this is something I always do. Yeah. I just always yell problem.
Okay.
I think so, I'm actually going to adopt that strategy.
Problem. Yeah.
Just saying problem when I have a problem.
It made me like pop into action. I was
aware.
Like, oh, shit, there's a problem. Yeah.
Problem.
Okay. Yeah. Big week.
Big week. Well, that's not all.
Oh.
Should we start from the top?
Tippy-tippy.
First day of the week, I haven't meditated in months, right? Like, at least 8.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm going to take life into my own hands, because it's not already.
Yes.
And then I go out into my balcony. I have two balconies.
Lovely.
And so I went out to the first one, but it's facing the street, so there's a lot of people looking at me while I'm trying to, you know, center myself.
Yep.
And so I was like, I don't like the feeling of this.
Yes.
I'm going to go in the back balcony.
Yes.
And I never, ever, ever go in the back balcony.
Uh-oh.
Hate it.
Why?
Why? What's so bad about the balcony?
Seriously. It's just like, nothing to do there.
Okay.
She has an arcade on the front balcony.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a nightclub on the front balcony.
Shooting.
Yeah, really.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And actually, I started reading a feng shui book. And if you section your house off of what it should be in this book, the love corner is that back balcony that I never go on.
Okay.
Well, all right. A lot of truths.
Thought,
a lot of truths are coming to surface.
Problem.
Yeah, yeah. Problem.
Thank you, balcony. Thank you, balcony.
I go on the balcony and I do my meditation, right? Feeling great.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then I go to do my whole day, cook breakfast and start the day. And then I lock myself out.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm there for like an hour and a half. And
how high is this balcony?
Too high where I can't climb down safely.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got your phone?
I do have my phone.
Huge.
So I texted problem, problem, problem.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
And to 911? You texted 911 problem,
problem? Which is my 911.
You're like, lose my number, please.
She has a shortcut in her phone. You know how it's like, on my way, OMW. She's PPP.
Problem, problem, problem. That's my SOS code.
Can I ask you, if you didn't have your phone, what would you have done?
Meditate longer.
And just
to death? Meditate to death?
Yeah.
How would you have...
She would have came in a couple of hours regardless. So I would have been safe.
Okay,
I just would have been alone for a bit.
Balcony
which
too.
Is everyone's worst fear.
And I think is the nature of meditation.
Yeah. Just be alone for a bit.
There you go.
Amazing how you got what you wanted,
yeah,
Megan.
Exactly.
Did but
it.
I had my phone, so I didn't quite get there.
Yeah.
I got to Instagram instead.
Valid.
I did a whole story on me being locked out.
Solid week. Solid week.
Jeez.
And then the next day, the gas thing happened to me. And then the next day, something happened to her brother, which is a little intense.
Okay. We're all ears.
My brother was sleeping with a girl.
Okay.
And they were, like, hanging out and dating.
Great.
And she had to get her wisdom teeth out. And then he was like, oh, I'm, like, a little nervous about it because, you know, I like her a lot and I know she used to have a problem with narcotics.
Oh, boy.
And so I'm scared that she's going to overdose.
Yep.
Sure.
And so they had plans and she never got back to him. And he's like, that's weird. She usually, like, texts me back right away. Then they had more plans. She never got back to him. And then he, like, kind of detective his way to find somebody's number who he could talk to. And they were like, you know, she actually passed away on Saturday.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a very weird thing.
That's
it was
so
like,
sad.
It was, and it was like, it's because it's so weird because it's not like it's your boyfriend or girlfriend where you're like,
yeah, you
oh,
knew
okay.
them for a little bit.
Yeah. Oh. And he's like, I really liked her. So now I just like don't know whatever could have happened and da 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 da.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But like, he's also kind of done everything he can. So it's just like a very weird situation.
Well,
that is weird.
Suddenly that balcony story just pales.
Like, I know, but I have something else, not to make light of this. But I lost my keys today.
Oh,
Jesus.
And
Megan,
I forgot my computer.
Now's not the time, Megan.
Problem.
Now,
problem.
Did you hear the sensitive voices we were all just using?
Oh, jeez.
We lost a semi-loved one.
We lost a lusted one.
We lost a lust.
So
you lost your keys?
Yeah.
Where?
And you know what's even worse? My friend gave me a tile so that I never would lose my keys again. I don't lose my keys often. I lose my credit cards all the time.
Yeah.
But I lost my keys, and I have my tile sitting there, and it was almost like laughing at me. That was like, you didn't put us on, and you should have.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was like, why am I always getting lessons to me from inanimate objects?
And why is your tile from Rhode Island?
Oh, it's a Rhode Island tile.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's right.
So I'm sorry. The tile is to act as sort of a keychain. Is that the idea?
It goes on your keys to show you where your keys are when you lose it. And it can work in the reverse option.
Adam, are you thinking of like a ceiling tile or a bathroom
tile? Yeah, I was thinking of a ceiling tile. No, this makes a lot more sense because I'm an old man.
Sure, sure.
So, yeah.
It goes on your keys to find your keys, and you can also find your phone via the tile.
Got it.
It's a great little device
I've never used.
And now I have a spare key, and I put it on my spare keys because this is not happening again.
Not happening again.
Real.
Not today, Satan.
If you had to lose your phone or your keys, which one would you choose?
Oh, dear.
Like, not coming back.
Yeah, forever.
Not ever coming back.
Forever.
You're not finding this.
Forever.
Forever.
And I don't have a spare phone or key.
That's correct.
You might be able to go through the process of getting the next round, but if you lost them on the day, which one would it be?
I think I would lose my phone.
Phone.
Because I can get everything back, essentially, besides, like, the text to my crush.
Oh. Right. What to do about that?
I don't care about the phone. There was a text to my crush. Officer.
So you'd rather have access to your house than access to your communication.
I think that's the right. I think that's the right. I think that's the right
call. I think your priority's in the right spot.
Yeah.
Same over here.
Yeah.
I think the same. Yeah.
I lose both of them so frequently that I feel numb to the question. I'm trying to see what like more normal people they would choose, but I'd probably also. I'd want to go home at the end of the night.
You know?
Yeah.
That's all that really
Where
matters.
Are you always leaving your credit cards? You're forgetting the bars and walking away.
No,
is it that kind of thing?
I wish I went to bars.
Yeah.
Laser tag. I'm always leasing at laser tag.
Random Chuck E. Cheese's. I shouldn't be there anymore. I get cut off from the pizza. It's a whole thing. I just lose them. Like, I guess I'm just, I don't know, food places, I guess. I eat out far too often.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's, I need to get better at everything.
So you tore a gas tank out.
You got
yourself locked out.
That's right.
I don't want to tack on, but you also just recorded the No Joke podcast.
Yes,
Adam
we did.
And my podcast.
Yes.
And right before I hit the red record button, you dropped your coffee on the floor.
I did.
So just another. Just add it to the resume. Special skills.
You told me it was a speckle and not a spill.
Right.
And now you're making me sound worse.
This has been a long con, Megan. 2 hours ago, I knew exactly how this was going to play out.
Narrative we're telling now.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is not a podcast about bad luck,
right,
but it should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's an advice podcast.
Boom.
Great.
Today we have Billy and Adam, the comedy duo who founded Harvard Sailing Team.
Right.
Right in front of us, and from a quick internet stalk, let me check my little notes here.
Oh, yes.
Adam
yes.
would rather have an L.A. taco than a New York pizza.
That's true. That is, I mean, this has caused a lot of controversy with some of my New York family and friends, but I felt a little bit like a sort of a regional Benedict Arnold, but honestly, yeah,
I agree.
I would. Yeah.
What's the meat in the taco? Is it carne asada or is it el pastor?
I'm doing el pastor.
Ooh.
I'm doing barbacoa.
Ooh, baba.
I'm doing some pollo.
Oh,
so, yeah. Excuse me, what was that last one?
Pollo.
That one felt like it was like, I don't have a third one, so I'm just going to say it softly enough that no one will question it. A pollo.
To me, it's the variety of meat. That's what gives the slight nod to the LA taco.
Sure.
But you've really done your research. I appreciate that.
Great job.
Yeah.
And Billy apparently likes every Girl Scout cookie like a goddamn lunatic.
Except not the ones with the coconut, folks.
You had a picture on your Instagram that had four boxes.
That's right.
Which is really weird because usually everyone only likes one type.
I had $20 and a little Girl Scout was standing there and I took it out and I said, how many does this get me? You're taking this 20 right now.
Why didn't you just get four Thin Mint boxes?
Oh, variety's the spice of life.
Yeah. Variety the spice of life?
Yes. And you know what's not the spice of life?
Yeah, coconut. Paprika.
Coconut is definitely not the spice of life.
You don't fuck with the Samoas? You don't like the Samoas?
No,
don't. Billy!
But I'll go peanut butter hard. Like if I was going to go a single Girl Scout cookie four boxes, Irene is giving me the head shake of death.
She's giving me the head shake of death.
No, I agree with Billy. I think you are a piece of garbage.
Wait, because of the coconut?
I also think I'm a piece of garbage, unrelated.
Ew, coconut?
What do you mean, ew? Never. Who are the three of you? You don't like Samoa cookies?
No, coconut's bad.
Whoa.
Thank you. Can we get that pun one more time for the folks in the back?
Excuse me, everybody. Samoa.
Noah.
Okay, good.
Thank you. And that
I'm
is the Just a Tip podcast.
Coconut could go away forever and my life would be better.
Here's the thing. Same with you. I agree. Good, Adam. But what about pina coladas?
No.
Wait.
No, hard no on pina coladas.
No.
What's the matter with you?
Okay.
I hardly like any drink besides gin.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go down to the Caribbean and have a cup of gin.
No wonder you're losing your credit card everywhere.
A 60. That's true.
I'll have six gins. Yeah. Man, this is a Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah.
That's right. You heard me. I'll have six gins.
Okay.
But it's true. Your boy loves cookies.
I'm
a big cookie head.
Big. What's if you could be a cookie?
Double stuffed Oreo.
Easy. You didn't even need to finish the question.
Eight a day.
Here's really. Is that what you allot
with
yourself?
With a cup of whole milk, easy.
Whole milk, but do you douse it and wait for it to crumble in milk, or do you just dip it?
Time
and
it
it's
out.
Just...
No, you have to time it out perfectly where you split the difference, where it's not fully doused.
Yeah.
But it's going to break, like it's going to fall in your mouth.
Ooh.
Got you, dog. Since you seem so excited, I'm going to give you a little cookie tip for all my cookie heads out there. Double stuffed Oreos are special because single-sized Oreos, there's not enough cream in there to put a fork in it. But double stuff, it's thick enough, you put a fork in it. When you only have milk at the bottom fifth of your cup, you dip it in with the fork, and then you take it out. Your hands are clean. Your cookie's in a good situation.
Genius,
that's a tip
that's
for
really
all your
genius.
Cookie heads.
That's
just a tip.
You put
amazing.
The fork in the cream, and you dip it down.
And then you dip it down. Dip it low.
You,
bring it up slow.
God,
come on. You know how we do.
I can't believe you just said that.
Time to grow up, Megan. We all grow up sometime.
Okay, let's talk of other pro tips. Let's go around the room. Do you have a pro tip about anything?
Cookie-based or just...
Anything at all.
Okay, so I've been sweating a lot recently, and sweat is sort of new to me, right on. Shout out to Irene, my fellow sweater. I've been sweating a lot recently, and my pro tip is, it sucks. It's really sort of inconvenient, and I feel like I've been really reeking recently, so
sure.
And here's my pro tip.
Oh, okay.
Deodorant. Antiperspirant and deodorant every morning.
I don't know if
sometimes.
That's a pro tip. It's more like a parent tip.
Yeah, that's
like when
like
you turn 13, they're like, hey, you've been stinking for 2 weeks. It's time for deodorant.
So that's the level of maturity that I'm at. I'm still sort of evolving.
That's
and
cool.
I'm 13-year-old maturity level. So anyway, deodorant works.
Check it
deodorant
out.
Deodorant works.
Check
work.
It out.
Deodorant does work.
I used to have a crazy sweating problem when I was in the eighth grade, which is what I, if Bo's movie eighth grade would talk a little bit more about sweating.
Sweat?
Real.
I think I could relate more.
If the drama was more sweat-based.
Mm-hmm. I was such a little sweater, and I would wear, it was really...
She was a tiny little cardigan.
I was a little tiny
sweater.
Little pullover, thank you for asking. I would wear polos, like Hollister polos, because that was very happening when
Hollister
I was in the eighth grade.
Bra.
For sure.
And it was so tight, and like my arms were big because I was a cheerleader, so I was just like, me trying to like break out of this.
Hulking out on your new sweater.
Yeah.
Right.
Me in this sweater was like Uma Thurman in Kill Bill in that little coffin.
Real?
I was like, I only want it out.
Move your left toe.
Can I tack on to Adam's pro tip for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Second tip on Adam's tip?
Tack on.
Folks, you got to listen to me. Deodorant is not going to stop the sweat. You got to look for the word antiperspirant.
He's right.
Oh.
And maybe that's why I'm saying
deodorant will only kill the smell for a short while, but the sweat's still coming. And that's you know what comes with more sweat? More stink.
That's right.
Folks,
wow.
This is Bill, your resident cookie head, also sliding into the deodorant lane for a second.
And you can stick a fork in the deodorant as well, tip it in.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. An even bigger fork. A pitchfork if the deodorant's big enough. But you got to look for the word antiperspirant.
That's
that
so
stops
smart.
The sweat.
That's
deodorant
right.
stops the sweat.
Maybe that's been my fatal flaw.
Maybe that's what I wasn't wearing in eighth grade because I would have to, in between classes, I would put tissue underneath my armpits walking to class because I didn't know about antiperspirant.
Megan.
You needed this podcast in eighth grade.
I know.
Yeah.
If
eighth grade Megan only had future Megan's podcast
I
to
know.
Listen to.
Yes. Now, is Hollister the one where they wear the sunscreen on the nose and stand outside of the store?
Do they do that?
Abercrombie.
Or that's Abercrombie.
Wait, definitely. They put the on the nose?
I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, Hollister is one of those stores in the mall where hot men take off their shirts and wear sunscreen.
But
on their
that
nose.
Sounds Abercrombie.
Or maybe I'm crazy.
Like, it feels like the thing that people usually talk about is them being shirtless, but you led with the zinc on the nose.
which is interesting.
And that feels like a bigger thing. Like they took the Abercrombie shirtless and like, we're going to add zinc.
I could be making this up. This could be a fever dream. I'm not totally sure. Irene is fact checked.
Is it actually that?
Are they
Thank
zinced?
You.
Zinc.
Wow.
Thank you.
Zinc. Adam. Thank you, Adam.
I've never seen that in real life. No. It's a movie thing.
What, you've never seen the shirtless?
No, I've seen shirtless.
Okay. Well.
Billy, I've seen shirtless. I haven't seen the zinc on the nose in real life except for in movies.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, like, we can all agree that it's extra to have these guys take their shirts off. Like, that's already extra.
Yes.
But it's literally scientifically extra now to put zinc. They're not getting sunburned in the mall.
Not in the mall.
Unless the neon from the food court is so intensely radiating off of their schnoz.
Exactly.
They're probably fine without the zinc. We know what lifeguards look like, Brad.
You don't need
to show
us, Brad.
Got it.
Brad,
put the zinc away, Brad.
We've seen Baywatch.
Put your shirt on, Brad.
Brad, you don't even work here.
You work at Auntie Anne's. What are you doing here in front of Hollister? Okay.
Did you guys ever have a mall job?
Mall job. No. Oh, I had a mall job.
What was it?
I had a mall job in college, freshman year. Needed cash. Bad friend of mine, his girlfriend worked at an express.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this was right when, this might be a little before your time, there was another express, that store in the mall. Are we familiar so far?
Yes,
clothing store.
Okay, clothing store.
Yes.
They had a like brother company called Structure.
Oh, God.
No.
Billy.
Did we
I
ever
have
know
no
this?
No idea Brutal. What this is.
Do you remember Structure?
You know it, Bill.
So you're embarrassed.
Many a gift certificate.
Okay. You need a P code? You're going to Structure.
Okay.
You're going to Structure.
You need a shirt that's not as cool as the Gap? Hit up Structure.
Right. So
Structure.
They were like, listen, you're a guy. You could probably work at Structure. And I was like, I'm a guy.
That's all you gotta
I'm not
be? Like,
but I'm not a clothes guy.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, I can't sell you a shirt. Look at me.
Yes.
You know, like, that's not what I do.
Yes.
And they're like, no, we won't put you on the floor. We'll put you in the back and you'll just fold the clothes and then they'll take it out. So
that
like,
sounds delightful.
Oh, stagehand. You want me to just film up?
Structure.
We're looking at pictures of Structure.
Structure.
Let me see this closer.
Okay.
A closer look at Structure.
Yeah.
Structure. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
this looks like a
generic,
souvenir
another
shop.
Another store. Yeah. Souvenir.
It's a masculinity souvenir shop.
Well, long story short, I'm like, all right, at least it's a guy's clothing store. Billy's going to be fine here. He gets there to find out that this is the first day where Structure has been absorbed by Express. Bill works at Express and he's folding women's underpants in the back.
Billy.
I am like 205 pounds of muscle playing rugby at the time. Like, I am a monster. Folding little dainty underpants where no one can see. And I was like, this is the weirdest time in my life.
This is a cosmic mistake.
I'm 19 years old, I'm ripped, and I'm folding dainty underpants.
Yes, at the mall.
Lasted about a month.
Yes.
That's my mall job.
Wow.
Oh my God.
What about you? Was it any mall job ever
not
in your life,
Adam? Not mall.
Certainly at a supermarket
per
job.
Per se. Supermarket.
Certainly.
Certainly at a supermarket in my small town. The closest I ever got to a mall job, and Billy knows this, is that Billy and I are both big basketball fans, and when we're living in New York, I answered a Craigslist ad to work at the NBA store, which
my
on
God.
52nd and 5th Avenue.
Okay.
Yes. I foolishly thinking that it's like, that'll probably be like working for the NBA.
I'll basically be on a roster next season.
I'm essentially a Chicago Bull now. So I went there and turns out it's just like working at Structure. Just folding t-shirts and folding dainty underpants.
Did you last
the
week?
At the NBA store.
I lasted exactly one day, never went to pick up my paycheck, left
I think I
in
went
a disgrace.
With you. I think I went with you to try and get your paycheck and then we got too self-conscious for you and we didn't end up doing
That's
it.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. What would the paycheck have been? It was one day.
One Monday,
what, 8 hours,
probably like
maybe?
Maybe 5 hours. It would have probably been for like something like $45.
Oh,
like,
I mean, that's a substantial amount at that time.
I donated it to the NBA, who needs the money.
Oh,
they really need the money.
Yeah,
that was the closest I ever came to sort of like a mall or clothing.
But Adam has a series of fantastic jobs. He also one time became a peanut salesman at Giant Stadium. As soon as he got to the game, he didn't sell peanuts and he watched the game.
That's right.
That's
right.
For one game. So that was a reality. But the real story that we could spend a whole series of podcasts on is that Adam was a singing telegram.
Yeah.
A singing telegram.
For upwards of 4 years.
Yes.
Four years.
Yes. My college, it was my job and I was home from school on like summer breaks or winter breaks. I was a costume singing telegram and a children's birthday party entertainer.
You can't believe it. And sometimes they needed to get scandalous. And since Adam was the only singing telegram, he also had to be the best little teaser in town.
Stripper.
Thank you.
Best little teaser.
This body. BLT. This body with this asthma was a stripper.
BLT. Best little teaser in town.
Yes.
BLT. In upstate New York, yes. Adam was driving around with fake balloon breasts as a nurse sometimes.
Yep.
As SpongeRob.
Yep.
Not SpongeBob, SpongeRob for licensing reasons.
Of course. Yep.
Mr. Mouse.
Yep. Mr. Mouse, not Mickey Mouse.
That's right.
Yep. So have you guys ever had a singing, been in sort of the same space? You have, Irene?
No, you've had a singing telegram?
I had a...
How were you so lucky?
Yeah, really.
That's been Megan's dream. She's just doing this digital thing until that picks up.
This is a bridge to Telegram.
I feel like Megan would just hire them for her. She would just literally be like, I could use a show right now.
Honestly,
I could use three songs.
I was thinking about a mariachi band on a normal Tuesday.
Why not?
It's pretty good.
Lovely.
Megan is the most fun boss because she would do that. It would be like a Thursday afternoon and at like 1:58 she'd be like,
okay.
Oh, could you get the door?
Yeah, I have a British accent when we're working.
Could you get the door, please,
could you
Irene?
Get the door? And another door.
Be a dear.
As I set up this video camera to record whatever's behind it.
Yeah.
Wait, a singing telegram. So you had one.
Well, I was a mermaid at kids' parties, but I was a...
So you didn't have one?
Well, he said, or kids' parties.
Yeah, kids' parties, okay.
Well, I thought you were talking about you had like a...
Oh, like had someone come do it?
And go, happy birthday.
No.
Or whatever it is.
But that is something I would do for you because I think you would like it.
I would love that.
Sometimes the singing telegram job would bring me to the mall and I would have to go to like the, they would be having sort of a community event at the mall and my friend and I would go, my friend Nick, who is happened to be visiting in town, was dressed as Spider-Man, aka Spidey-Man.
Sure.
Licensing.
Yeah. Spidey-Man.
Spidey-Man.
Yeah, and I was SpongeRob and
it was just a little off.
Yeah.
One of my favorite stories you've ever told.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt
you, Adam.
No, please. Was Adam was one time Spidey-Man for a kid's birthday party. Uh-huh. The kid was a huge fan of Spidey-Man.
Yeah, Spidey.
Spidey-Man. Yeah. Or Spider-Man.
No word. I have no idea his feelings on Spider.
Yeah.
I have no idea how the kid feels on Spider-Man. But he's an enormous fan. He paid to have Spidey-Man come over.
Oh my God.
So Spidey-Man rolls up. He's at the party. The door opens. Adam is dressed as Spidey-Man, i.e. like a low-rent version of a Spider-Man costume. Still Spider-Man, but not the best one.
Crappy pajamas.
Right. Adam shows up. Spidey-Man's here. Opens the door. The kid is wearing the most hooked-up Spider-Man costume. He's Spider-Man.
Oh, my gosh.
The four-year-old whose birthday party it was had a Spider-Man costume that was thousands of degrees better than mine.
And, they hired a tall, bad version.
A tall pajama man.
Yeah.
Pajama nightmare. And like all the parents were just like looking at my costume like, who is this pathetic adult?
Why did you hire a homeless singer?
That's hilarious.
What highway rest stop did you find this guy at?
Exactly.
As Spidey-Man, what did you sing?
So the children's birthday parties, that wasn't really singing. That was just like a 45-minute set of, you understand, Irene.
It was a set.
And it was like, could do the hokey pokey. It was the chicken dance. It was the Macarena,
sure,
et cetera. It was signing autographs. It was taking photos. It was Spidey.
Yep.
So like,
as you can see, this was Spidey.
But when you did have to sing a song, what would that type of song be like?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to hire a singing telegram for Irene,
I do,
for her birthday. Okay. For example,
it is her birthday.
Okay. Great. So you would call the singing telegram company. You would give us all these funny personal details.
Oh my
gosh.
Irene,
her favorite food, her favorite music, her favorite this, her least favorite that. What her fears are. what her dreams are, her job, and then we would incorporate all those little details into a song,
usually
to the tune of Billy Joel's For the Longest Time.
For the longest
time. Just because it's deeply easy to sing.
Sure.
So, like, we would plug in all that information, and then I would show up at Irene's, maybe her home, if you so chose, or her place of work, if you really wanted to humiliate her.
Uh-huh.
And I would show up, and I would sing her the telegram, and we would give her the cake, and we would give her a little certificate. Photos would be taken.
Right.
Wow.
Egos would be ruined.
I love that there's always photos in every scenario that you
get yourself
into.
Of course. That's, yeah, like, if not for the photos, like,
did
yeah.
You have, did they have to be specific if you were going to dupe them at the door? Like, hey, we want a cop, and we want her to feel like she's in
Ooh.
Trouble.
Sometimes.
Because, like, if Mickey Mouse shows up, it's not like, hey, what's Mickey Mouse doing here?
That's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I would have to go to dress as a policeman and be like, hey, you know, there was always a ruse that would sort of get me in the door. Like, you're illegally parked, sir. I have to write you a ticket. Just kidding. It's your 50th. And it was like, that kind of thing.
So, I like that you're still Mickey Mouse in the car.
Yeah.
Just they're kidding. Like, it's your 50th.
So, yes. And one time a man wasn't, and like the cop costume was so fake.
Yeah.
Velcro, like shitty belt. I would always wear, like, I didn't have the right shoes. I would always just wear like a Converse All Stars with my cop costume.
Of course.
Like a cop.
Every cop should.
Yes. The badge on my hat said like Zingagram, which was the name of the telegram. So it was like obviously fake.
I love
it. But this one precarious time, the dad, I was there for his like daughter's 17th birthday. Uh-huh. The mom had ordered the telegram. Dad didn't know it was coming. I showed up to their house dressed like a cop. He did not have a great reaction. Instantly threatened to, one of the funniest threats that's ever been lobbed at me, he threatened to immediately call the governor.
The governor.
Which just seemed like you're skipping a lot of steps. Like,
governor.
The governor? Like, the cop, but maybe just the real cops. Like, I don't even know. Like, you don't have to call the governor about this. So, and then he threatened to pull a gun on me. That sort of took a turn for the weird.
Right.
So,
did you lodge right into the song as soon as he was like, I have a gun? You were like, hey, how is this?
I'm a telegram, man. Look at my Converse.
For the longest time. I see you.
So telegrams can be dangerous. Yeah, so
not a mall job. Not per se a mall job.
Exactly, but definitely embarrassing.
Yeah, much more than a mall job.
And much less.
I've only exclusively had mall jobs.
Like what?
Like every single thing you can think of I worked at. Like I worked at Sbarro for a long time. The first time I got food poisoning was from my place of work.
Good.
I worked at American Apparel.
Yep. Sure.
I worked at American Eagle.
Yeah, both the Americans.
Yeah, knocking all out. Very patriotic.
Ever do a kiosk?
I never have done a kiosk.
I always wonder their relation. How do you get to become a kiosk employee?
Right.
I feel like you have to almost bring your own kiosk.
BYOK.
You know what I mean?
You probably do.
You know? There's that guy who like loves shooting his little helicopter and then like lands back on his finger again. It's
how
like,
about that?
You're a specialist. Like is this your kiosk?
Yeah.
Did you bring this weird
kiosk? You drive that home?
Are you very nice to kiosk people or do you just keep walking?
I tend to give a quick.
Yeah.
I like to be polite and give a quick, oh, wow, that thing zips up in the air and blinks. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like to acknowledge their presence.
But then it's they go like this. They go, operators. Come here, sir.
And you're like, I don't have time. I'm a telegram.
It's 5 minutes.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a telegram.
I'm a telegram. I'm going to start using that.
I think we're all going to start using that.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a telegram.
Anytime someone tries to hand you a flag, I'm sorry. I'm also a telegram. They would be so, disarmed.
Yeah, what?
They like would stop thinking about what they're doing and try to figure out what you are.
Yes.
You're a telegram?
Yes.
You're a telegram.
What was the main difference between working at American Apparel versus American Eagle?
Oh my gosh. I guess the looks of disapproval.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In American Apparel, you're like not cool because everyone that comes in is so cool.
Right. Cooler than you.
Yeah, they're already cooler than you. They don't need your help finding an extra large hoodie. Yeah. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was American Apparel was real tough. They're bankrupt now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and actually, what's funny is I used to work at an Elephant Bar, which is another restaurant, who is also bankrupt.
Great.
Oh.
And I think Sbarro is also bankrupt.
Is it you, Megan?
I really
are you
think
the,
so.
Are
so
you?
I should probably get out of Hedgehog.
Yeah. I know, really. That's funny.
The business killer.
Yeah. Right? What about you? Have you had a mall job?
Irene?
Yes, I have had a couple of mall jobs.
Yeah.
I got all of my friends their mall jobs.
Whoa!
I worked at Coffee Bean in the mall, which was a kiosk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, a coffee kiosk?
A coffee kiosk? Really?
So
don't you need water?
We were the only...
Don't you need plumbing?
We were the only like kiosk that was food service.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
it was like a boot. You know when you're in school and they have the shipping containers that's just a classroom now?
Yes.
That's what it was like with Coffee Bean. They were like, we're going to use a kiosk,
yes,
but it's going to be a Coffee Bean.
That's fun.
So we did that.
So how big is that kiosk? Like section off, is that like a 15-foot by 10-foot kiosk?
I'd say it's like a little smaller than this room.
It's a hefty kiosk.
Yeah,
that's a big kiosk. This room is probably like 10 feet.
I'm not trying to be judgmental, but I'm not sure that's a kiosk.
No, that's it a
was
standing.
It was a freestanding.
Yeah, okay. A standalone store.
It's a free-osk.
Boop.
Okay. Okay. Got him there.
And then I also worked at Sports Authority Elite.
What's oh, the difference? I know.
Did not realize you were in the room in Elite Sports Authority.
Right?
Reverse. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, really.
Elite.
What's Elite about it?
It's overpriced. That's where they sold like the newer Nikes and like stuff like that. And it was like a white store with like mostly black clothes and stuff. It was stupid. I worked there for a month and then I immediately quit.
Okay. Tell them what you learned about sports bras when you worked there.
Okay.
Tell them about sports bras.
So I have this friend who's like, you know, you're not supposed to wear bras because like your breasts like naturally stay perky if you don't use it.
And which
if
is you, a huge lie.
Which is not true.
Okay.
Because the month that I was at Sports Authority Elite, I spent 2.5 weeks of that month in training in like the back room looking at the computer.
Yes.
And so much of that training was like the intricacies of sports bras and, you know, running shoes and stuff like that.
The intricacy of sports.
And they have a lot of like extra
tendons.
Like, yeah. So breasts have like these tendons on the bottom that are like dope and they keep your boobs
they're
up.
They're dope. Tendons are dope.
What's
Less
the word?
One,
dope tendons.
Tendons are dope.
You burn tendons. You burn.
Dope breast tendons. Yeah, yeah.
And so they like keep your breasts up. But like as you grow and gravity is a thing, Megan mentioned this morning.
Gravity is real.
Yeah, I taught Irene about gravity this morning.
She didn't know.
No idea.
She was an elite.
I was just throwing stuff up in the air and not knowing why it was coming down. Yeah. And so they were like, well, the sports bra is specially made so that it, you know, keeps those tendons strong and young and tight and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool. And then I had this friend who was like, you know, you're not supposed to wear bras because like your breasts like naturally are supposed to stay up.
Okay.
And I was like, it's so not worth fighting with you. I was like, oh, that's crazy. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a Sports Authority elitist.
Elitist.
And I have learned otherwise.
Ma'am.
We all have that one friend who lofts out like total like untruths and hopes that someone corrects them. You know what I mean? I have so many of those friends like just loft out a total lie and they're like, maybe someone will correct this.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'm smart.
If not, it stands.
No one corrected me. I'm smart. Looks like I'm smart now.
Right.
That's why I don't talk. Because I don't think I'm ever right about anything.
That's a good piece of advice.
I think I'm a good listener because I just don't say anything.
Yes.
I go, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I say, oh, that's interesting a lot now. Even when I'm totally checked out. It like makes them feel validated. Oh, that's interesting.
That's your filler phrase?
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Literally
thinking about, like, which
nose?
One of my friends has a pool? That's interesting. They're, like, teaching me about gravity.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah. Oh, that's a, interesting. That's interesting.
Whatever you see Billy scratch his nose, he's thinking about a pool.
Yeah, I know. Every time you say that's interesting, I'm going to check myself.
I know, seriously.
Is it Billy? Is it?
Yeah. What are we even talking about? Completely not here. Let's be real.
It's funny, Megan, that you say that you feel like you're not an expert at anything in this. You have an advice podcast.
I know. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I feel like it's from a relatable standpoint because we answer them in like what we think they should do and what we would do.
Right.
Because it's always two very vastly different things, I think.
Yes.
We know you should break up with your boyfriend.
Right.
But I know that I'd stay with you for 2.5 more years.
That's
real.
Right.
Real.
Do what I say, definitely not what I would do.
Right.
Real.
That's good.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair
well, we enough. Should get into questions, but not after a quick break.
Great.
While Billy and Adam give a first piece of advice, which is really interesting on this pod. Usually we've answered one question by now.
That's cool.
But we will be right back.
Okay.
Billy and Adam, still here.
We're still here.
Still here.
We didn't go anywhere.
That's good. Well, you did leave, so you just lied.
I deliberately went somewhere downstairs to go.
Adam had to do a quick singing telegram.
That's right. Quick telegram, I'm back.
It went great for the longest time
by Billy Joel.
Of course. Yeah, just another rendition. Before we get into questions, what are you guys working on? I was just on your podcast.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We host the No Joke podcast on HeadGum.
Yep.
Uh-huh. We'd encourage anyone who likes this show to maybe check that one out as well.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yep. Our sketch group, Harvard Sailing Team, also performs monthly here in L.A. at the Ruby Theater L.A. So we do shows the first Saturday of the month.
Adam is a series regular and star and cast member of Corporate on Comedy Central.
If you guys
have ever seen that show on Comedy Central,
yes,
check
huh?
it out. It you like Adam's face, check it out.
We should go to that show.
Please do.
Great.
Please do.
Will do.
Yeah. We also have very, very successful social media handles.
Exactly.
Like, we are we get a lot of people check in with us a lot. Like, how are you guys so successful? How do you guys come up with such amazing web content?
How are you such online titans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Online titans. Yeah,
yeah. We haven't quite answered
if
that.
If that's not your bio, change it now.
That might actually be easier for us to just write online titans.
It just communicates what we are quickest and best.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you can check. If you're looking for a quick tutorial, check out at Billy Scafuri and at Adam Lustig. There's a lot to learn, guys.
Yep.
A lot to learn.
And at No Joke Pod.
Of course.
Yeah.
How many hours a day do you think you're online?
Whoa. Good.
Good, good. Glad we're talking about this.
Yeah. Now, I go to bed around 11:30 and I'm up around 7 most days. That's 7.5. So now we're looking at 16.5 waking hours.
Yep.
Gym for 15.5.
Yep.
Probably like 13.5 hours.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
And you're just talking about, I'm scrolling, I'm connected phone-wise, I'm on my laptop. Total
within
hours
reach.
Online.
Online is within
God
an arm's length, is what I would say.
It is a full-time, quote-unquote, job, isn't it? I'm online probably like, goddamn, 10 or 11 hours a day. Jesus, when you put it like that, my God.
You guys are both wearing glasses, but do your glasses have the blue light emission blockers on them?
I take mine off.
Oh, you do?
These are for distance.
These are for distance.
And Megan's sitting 450 feet away from us. So in order for me to be able to see her,
right now, so
I have to wear my glasses.
So there are glasses that eliminate like the blue glare from screens or whatever?
That's what it says. That's what they market it as.
Yeah.
I have a pair, but I don't know if it really helps or not.
Now, are these like those blue blocker glasses that like
grandma's wear?
Yeah, like senior citizens in Florida like put over their regular glasses where it's like a helmet.
Do?
Have you ever seen those giant sunglasses?
Yeah,
that
like
cover
when people
eyeglasses?
Are playing like what is it? The not crochet. What's that little
canasta?
Game?
No, shuffleboard.
No, what's the one game?
Mahjong.
For everyone at home who can't see, Megan is kind of moving her hand forward and back a little.
Dominoes?
Yeah, it's like they like push something.
I think that's gonna be. I think that's
maybe you're
be
right.
Curling.
It might be. Curling. No, it is curling.
Wait, what? Shuffleboard. I think shuffleboard is
I'm
what
definitely
you
wrong, but for some reason, I think people that curl have those glasses.
Canadians?
Yeah.
It's indoors.
Blue blockers, baby.
These
good find,
over
Irene.
The glasses, good glasses. Find.
Yeah.
So it's not like that.
Yeah. No.
But it is just glasses that emit, or they go away. They say, hey, blue lights, go away.
Yes.
Okay.
How old were you when you when you started messing with cell phones? Like, how old were you when you got a cell phone?
I was in the sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
So what is
that,
12?
11 or 12 years
11
old?
11 or 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
which is ridiculous because kids now have iPads. Like, I go out to eat in a restaurant and, like, 2-year-olds are on iPads. And I'm like, and I had a friend that had a kid and a couple months she was taking selfies.
Yeah.
She, like, knows how to do it.
Well, that's important because you got to get your social media presence up.
Exactly. If you want to be an online titan, you start them young.
Yeah.
You got to
start them young.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you have kids?
No kids.
No kids.
When you do,
no kids,
when are you going to incorporate technology like a cell phone? When is the age?
I have big plans. I'd like to have like a feed pre-baby.
Sure.
Where it's
in utero.
Sonogram.
Yeah, in utero, exactly.
This is for selfie.
Mm-hmm. Try and Bluetooth something connected to the hospital so that anytime we just want some sort of cool, if they're like a cool image shows up, we could post it immediately, get some quick faves.
Cool uterus hotspot.
Quick
yeah.
Yeah.
Marina and I have also discussed maybe she eats a few earrings while she's pregnant so that the baby can come out pierced. That's
nice.
That's really important
that's
to
love
us.
I love it. Yeah, already product placement. You
yeah.
Can get like affiliate
I feel like
links
Kylie
on
Jenner's getting a lot of hate that her baby's ears are already pierced, and I want to just bypass that and just come out with ears pierced.
Pre-pierced. I love the strategy. Of just eat a couple earrings and we'll hope that they find the ears.
Oh, they'll find it. I mean, that's how we
find it.
They're
yeah.
earrings. They wouldn't call them earrings if they didn't. They know.
They know
where
they
to
the
go.
The earrings
they
know.
Are. And the body is a very smart. It's like a supercomputer.
Yeah.
It really knows what to. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, I think that my baby is going to be ideally have 1 million followers
Wi-Fi
by
capable.
6 months.
Yeah, by 6 months.
Six months. That's a great goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Set realistic goals.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And achieve them.
Yes.
So that's Billy's.
And achieve that.
Yes.
Set realistic goals and achieve them.
So to answer the question,
yeah,
Adam,
yes.
Since you have
famous baby or not?
I think that I would want to maybe slow roll my child's social media presence a little bit.
Private mm-hmm. handle?
maybe a private handle.
I
don't know. I
friends
would say,
and family. Fun,
honestly,
cute.
If I'm really talking honestly, because I know that I am so sort of like ADD and like it's hard for me to like sort of separate myself from my devices as is. And I wouldn't want to like plant that in my kid too young. Safety is a concern. Like I want them to be able to contact me. My instinct
right.
is something like 13, 14 years old.
I know. But that's like, I think.
That's my gut.
That's going to be crazy because,
too old,
I mean, no, yeah. I'm on the same page with you, but all their friends are going to be like, you don't have a cell phone?
Real.
I know.
Real.
That's going to be bad.
I didn't have a cell phone until I went to my freshman year of college is when I got my first cell phone.
Really?
Yes.
But that was a sign of the times. That wasn't a
yes,
conscious
that's right.
choice.
Yes.
Yeah, was that was a sign of the times. That's when cell phones started arriving.
That's right. Right, that's right. Right, right.
I feel like, things are so different now that it's probably just going to be normal for everyone to always
yeah.
be on. It's even like people in elementary school are like growing up with like people judging them on
yeah.
Instagram.
Oh
already.
Yeah, for sure.
How yes. could that even? I yeah. could never imagine.
So when you got your cell phone
yeah.
in sixth grade, it was your idea or was your family's idea?
It was my parents' idea, right. so that she would know exactly where I was.
Exactly.
And it was a Nokia, like that brick phone that
yes.
could never die and
had
never break.
Yeah,
it had Snake.
God
yes,
bless Snake,
did.
Folks.
Such as much a paperweight as it is a phone.
Yeah, really.
It's like a weapon. It's like a low grade weapon.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It really
right.
is
yeah.
indestructible weapon.
Little bricks. Those Nokias were serious.
I know. I think it's probably still on. That
yes.
and like a Tamagotchi
yeah,
in my
right.
closet.
Yes.
Like,
has it been
it.
Charged in like 5 years
nope.
but you hit power and it's like at full? You're like, how
yeah.
the hell?
Yeah, that was my first one. What was your first phone? You're only a little bit younger than me. Do you have a Razr phone?
My first phone was not a Razr.
It was an iPhone 10.
I just got it.
Yeah.
My first phone was, you know what it was?
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Yes,
right,
yes,
yes I already
yes,
know.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if y'all remember this. It was an LG.
Yes,
and
of course.
It had a little mirror on the front of it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, that was basically the Razr phone.
No. It was an LG. It had a mirror on the front of it, and it didn't have a camera. It didn't have a screen. It was just a mirror, and it had a light behind
just
the mirror.
Is this even a phone or just
I think,
an illuminated mirror?
I think you're
mirror.
Phones with mirrors.
Yeah.
I think you had a mirror. Yeah, yeah.
I think you had a mirror.
I had a foundation compact.
It was a compact. It's so clear to me. There's makeup inside.
That's so funny.
But I would make calls on it.
No.
No one would answer, but I mean, yeah.
You're gonna. It was this guy.
Wait, no, I remember
oh,
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Now
yeah,
they
yeah,
remember.
That's
now
not
we all know
mirror.
What it is.
It's just a little shiny.
LG.
It's...
Give it to me.
It's LG. Okay. You're not going to see the mirror on. It's a bad picture.
Oh, I see it. It is a little mirror.
Yes.
Thank you.
Did you use that often?
Yeah.
All the time.
Really?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
That is a little too expensive. An $80 flip phone.
Yes.
That nobody wants.
Yes.
From electronicsforce.com.
Force.
Not even from LG's website.
eForce.com.
LG is just giving you money to take them. And electricsforce
right.
is like, someone's going to pay.
Yes. How many hours a day would you say you guys are online?
Literally, even in my sleep.
Right.
I feel like I'm hooked up.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I'll wake up in the middle of the night, super groggy, open text messages, go to sleep and not remember that I opened them. And then I wake up, I'm like, when did this happen?
Yeah.
And that's scary.
Yeah.
A different person.
Is the trick to keep it away from you? Is it put your phone in another room overnight?
I don't do that. Do you do that?
No, but I don't have a problem with, you know, waking up and feeling like immediately.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess I don't.
Or like in the middle of the night. I would never in the middle of the night reach for my phone and check texts. Like that's just something.
Oh, really?
No, never.
Oh, I mean, I will. But recently, when I tried to start meditating again, I tried to adopt a very drastically healthier lifestyle. And I take my phone and I turn it off 1 hour before bed. Mm-hmm. And then I am supposed to wake up at 5:30 and then like do my whole morning routine by myself with my phone still off. And then after Pilates at like around like 9:30, then turn my phone on for the first time.
Yeah.
I have done it one day.
And?
And then I had to turn my phone on because I got locked out. So I have never done it.
It's a good goal. It's a good goal to set.
It is nice to turn it off for a little bit.
Yeah. Turn it off, like off, powered down. Oh, if you press menu, it doesn't even turn on.
Nope. Yeah. That's
right. It's a good habit. I mean, like, that sounds like a habit that you could get, like, turn into a routine.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that
if
sounds like a nice.
If I can do it once, I can do it all.
And then there's also something really satisfying about, like, when you turn your phone back on, you're like, I've earned the joy of internet again.
I know. Yes.
You know what I mean? That if you do anything too much, it's like, it's just like, becomes like a burden. Like, what am I doing this for?
Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel. I think I need to remove myself, even though like my job is online and like even when you're having fun, it's still a job.
Yeah.
Right. You still have to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know? Do you traditionally wake up at 5:30 in the morning?
No.
Okay.
It's usually a 7 o'clocker.
Okay, great.
But yeah, 5:30 was a stretch for me. Right. I watched one YouTube video and it said like, it changed my life. And I was like, I'd like my life to be changed.
Yeah, changed
for the worse. I was so tired that day. Changed my life.
That?
I went to bed at 8 that night.
Do you have like a, how do you, what alarm do you use?
Alexa has an alarm.
Hey, very nice.
She has everything.
She has everything.
That's true, though. She has everything now. She knows all of your secrets.
She really, really does. Yes. I was always wondering about like if someone is getting into a relationship with another person but had like a girl's name was Alexa who they were dating.
Yeah. Oh.
And they're like, maybe like, you know, getting hot and steamy. Yes. And then like Alexa's like, I didn't quite get that.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, shut up, Alexa.
I'm not talking to you.
Touch me there, Rob. Yeah. Touch me there.
Yeah, yeah.
It always interests me. Mm-hmm.
Could you see a future, a life for yourself where you are disconnected entirely? Where you are not, I mean, could you see yourself sort of disbanding from the internet completely?
I would like to, but I don't think that's for a long time.
Yeah.
I think I've got like a lot of ways to go and a big mountain to climb.
Yeah.
And then I can finally.
We're going to get more internet before we get less internet.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to like reach the maximum and go, I can't handle it anymore.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Then put your phone down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But speaking of the internet, you guys sent in questions and we're going to answer one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Great.
Okay. I've been into this girl for about 2 years.
Nice.
Yeah, that's kind of a long time. I've asked her out before around the time we first met, and she was always told me that she was too busy to go out. Not a good sign already. Mm-hmm. Over time, we actually started to become really close friends, and she often jokes around about how much in common we both have.
Okay.
She even feels comfortable enough to talk about other relationships and guys around me, which makes me think that she's not into me.
Yeah.
Now that we have this close friendship, I am afraid to let her know about how I really feel because I would risk losing what we have. How do I not ruin it? If I do tell her, will it change our relationship? From securely insecure.
Yeah.
Yikesies.
Yeah, yikesies.
Have you ever been yikesies? That's the first time and probably the last time I ever have said that.
Yes, dare I say yikesies.
Yeah, that's an, that's an objective yikesies sitch. That calls for a yikesies.
Scientifically speaking, yikesies.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yikesies.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where you're around someone you really like, but they're not into you?
Yes.
I think that was most of my middle school
experience. I think that's generally the adolescent experience, sure. How it's manifested that they are not into you, that's different for everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's the friend zone for certain people. There's some people who are just like, literally like, leave me alone. I don't like you. You know, so everyone has different. Mm-hmm. But I've definitely been there.
I can totally relate to this caller, writer, emailer.
Emailer.
Securely insecure,
securely insecure.
His or her name is Securely Insecure.
Securely
because
insecure.
I feel like when I was sort of adolescenting and kind of growing up and sort of hormones were raging and I would sort of have a crush on someone, my default mode was to become as best friends with them as I could. And
right.
That was the way that it manifested in me, certainly.
It's good instinct. I get it. I get the instinct.
Yeah.
I want to be around this person, so I'll just try and be as charming as possible always.
That's of course. Right. Take what you can get, kind of.
Take what you can get.
And I'm also like, I'm 17 or 16 at the time, so I'm like, I'm not sexually savvy yet.
Yeah.
So like, I don't even know how to make like big swings to like take this to the next level. My instinct is I'm going to try and charm you. Are you charmed enough that you want to eat dinner with me sometimes?
Oh, my God. I would much rather have that, even at this age.
Yeah. Right.
If you're listening, please charm me.
Please charm
me.
Yes. My strategy was like, I'll just sit very close to you at every lunch in every class and hope that's right.
Right. Just waiting for this puberty to shake out to see if we're ever going to get together. Like,
my nose settles, I'll be able. All of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly.
Real.
Yeah.
Okay, so then
you totally understand that.
You play like the best friend or really close friend route.
Yeah.
But then what happens when they start talking about other guys? Are you like, well, they're not good for you, and kind of divert them away from that person? You're like, I'm Prince Charming right next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was never so bold.
Sure.
I was never that bold. I would like to think that like a bolder version of me would be like, hey, you know what? I'm actually a romantic interest to you.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think?
Right.
But I'd never took that step.
I lived this somewhat once. Mm. In fact, it was the girl who texted me 23 on the beeper.
Oh.
So we're bringing it back.
23 on a beeper.
I've been crushing on this girl hard for youth.
Nice.
Let's call it youth.
Youth. But before we get into youth, there's other people that are in their youth that don't know what a beeper is.
Got it. Beeper,
so,
real quick.
Paint a picture.
Youthsters.
Of a beeper.
Hey, youthsters.
Hey,
out
youthsters.
There. Yeah.
Yikes, you're youthster.
For anyone who's not 57 years old, a beeper was a device pre-cell phone that was like a little box called half the size of a deck of cards.
Yep.
And your friends, your family could call a number that was associated with the beeper.
Yes.
And as soon as they called it, a beep would happen on their phone, and they would type in either a code or the phone number by which they are beeping you from, so that you would get a message on your beeper that would say the phone number that wants to get in touch with you.
Yep.
So it would usually be your home or something like that. And then you'd go to a payphone and call your home because they beeped you saying, we need you.
You would go to a payphone to call your home?
Or if you're not home, you know, wherever you are, you're out.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Got it.
I was like, this is convoluted.
I saw confusion all over your face.
You pay for phones?
But yeah, all of this to be said that there was a girl who I crushed hard.
Yes.
And in high school, in middle school, high school, whatever it was, you could send your like jersey number if you were on a sports team or something with like a little coded message. And that was like the most flirtatious you can get.
Yeah.
Sure.
And one time I got a 143 and I love you from her. And it was just like
big time, Bill.
On.
Big
but
time.
That didn't manifest anywhere because she started dating this other dude who was on my soccer team. He was better at soccer than me.
Of course.
I mean, objectively better looking than me. She made the right choice.
Now, come on,
I mean, like,
Billy.
I
now,
get,
come on,
I get,
come on, Bill.
Come on, Bill.
I'm just
Bill.
Saying, if I'm her, and I'm looking at the row of men who are
the row
definitely interested in me, I would choose this guy.
Oh, yeah.
But what I did was because I was also like still super tight with her and like really, really close. I tried to date in her circle of friends so that she would maybe feel the same jealousy. Or like get to see it, that what I've been seeing for the past couple of years.
On the radar.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, this has been my perspective on you for so long, watching you date all of my teammates. Maybe if you watch me date some of your teammates, you'll be like, oh, it turns out I'm jealous too. She wasn't.
She wasn't.
She wasn't.
It didn't work.
She wasn't.
She wasn't.
But that was my plan.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, because I was definitely living in a sense of like, when will you choose me? Pick me already. Pick me. Like, I'm clearly into you.
Yeah.
But A, I never made the move to be like, yo, do you want a date? Because it's hard to be that confident at 15.
Yes.
It doesn't matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so my best guess was try and date her friends. And she was like, cool.
Yeah.
I think, like, Jamie's going to love you. I think, you should try Kim. Kim's like, really cool, too.
You should try Kim.
I want to date you.
I'm trying to date you.
That's what I'm
saying. Oh, no. Do you think that ever, like, shot you in the foot, though? Because it's like, oh, you dated Kim. I don't want to date you at all.
I don't think so. I think that if we were to date, we would have... I think that we both would have acknowledged it at some point.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? And like maybe to the person who wrote in, that would be my advice too, where it's just like at some point you have to acknowledge the reality of what it is right now. And you can still have a crush on that person.
Yeah.
But also don't put all of your chips on that person right now. If it's meant to be, it might come later. But clearly right now, you're hurting yourself, putting your energy over and over and over again into something that might not be interesting.
And to me, it's weirder. And again, I'm an adult, questionable, but I'm an adult at this point. But to me, it's weirder if I have a crush on someone and they're like, and they have a crush on someone else. And I'm like, should I date this person or this other person? Even if I do feel pangs of jealousy or inferiority, which are natural, I think it's weirder to be like, no, like they're lame and bad. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, I would say just generally, I would always sort of err on the side of unconditional support and supporting their, whatever their romantic journey may or may not be. And if it leads back to you, so be it. And wouldn't that be lovely? But right. if not, like, what are you going to be weirdly possessive? And like,
right.
you know, like, that's bizarre.
Yeah. In yeah. my past, I've found that, like, I've had friends, like close guy friends, that I would end up complaining to them about my relationships.
Yeah.
And then after that dissolved and was its own thing, then I would kind of find my way towards them.
Organically.
Right, exactly.
Organically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes yeah. time and scenarios kind of have to allow what you hope to happen mm-hmm. to actually happen. I will say that one helpful takeaway for me from my experience, and might help that person as well, mm-hmm. is that a year or so, or a few years after, maybe I went to college or something, I had that feeling of longing for that person and never capitalizing or ever trying to mm. ask them out or like acknowledge my feelings so deeply ingrained that I learned I won't do that again. Mm. I'm going to be like moving yeah. forward when I have like a change of location and I can kind of like recreate myself, reintroduce myself to the world. I'm not going to be as, I've learned from that lesson, I'm not going to be as passive
yep.
about telling people what I think about them, mm. why I think they're special. And that actually, that annoying problem in high school allowed me to be a much more, you know, self-fulfilled
yeah.
adult.
That's really good. I have a personal question
yes.
onto this because I have the same sense of, like, your past self. I am kind of, like, a little bit passive when it comes to some men. Mm-hmm. And the reason why, I have one story in particular in the past. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nothing, but back then it was a lot.
Yeah.
I had dated a guy mm-hmm. and I realized that once I dated him and met his friends that I was really attracted to a friend of his.
Got it.
And so the relationship went on a little bit too long, and then we dissolved that, and yep. I just realized I always liked his friend more than him.
Fair enough.
And then I have never told his friend how I've ever felt because I feel like it wouldn't be good.
Huh.
What wouldn't be good?
Telling his friend that I have feelings for him.
Why?
Because I dated his friend.
And you're worried about hurting your actual ex-boyfriend's feelings.
Yeah, we yeah. were never boyfriend and
whatever,
girlfriend, but
ex-thing.
It's the type of thing where it's like, at what point do you allow the theoretical to stop you from going after what you want? You know, it's like so
the
much
starting
especially,
point.
Exactly. even as an artist, I relate. I mean, even as an artist, like we all have ideas and we're like, all right, that's going to take a lot of work to like go from idea phase to actual
yes.
like final thing. And is it worth it? What's the net gain of this? And you start going through these cycles of thought where you're like trying to convince yourself, like, you know what? It's actually safer to mm. not even pursue this thought and not to find out what actually comes from it. I relate
right.
to that on artist, but it seems the same thing with dating or like approaching this guy. It's like, you know what? I'm going to talk myself out of it now.
Yeah.
And never explore that you might actually be the right person for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's safer and the body... It's the instinct of the body to try and protect us from stress and mm-hmm. anything outside that you don't understand. And
yeah.
so sometimes it yeah. requires bravery and learning what you learned from the past
yeah.
to take a swing, jump off the cliff.
I am always kind of mystified by like friend groups when I like see like other sort of like friend ecosystems and like everyone has kind of dated each other. Like
yeah.
there's all these like cross permutations. I'm like, wow, like I'm both kind of admiring of the what I perceive to be either A, an emotional maturity of that, where like we can
yeah.
all just date. I'm like, intimacy is a spectrum and like it flows in and out. I'm like, that's fine. Like we all date each other and like it's great.
Right.
And I also think that it seems sort of, I mean, like not even volatile, but it's just so different from me
well, yeah.
that I sort of stand sort of aghast and sort of admiring at that. Like, wow, that's.
That sounds like my group of friends in high school. And let me ask,
yeah.
let me tell you why certain friend groups can do that.
Yeah.
Horny.
They're horny.
So
yeah.
unbelievably horny, and I know 12 people
That's
on
all.
Earth.
Let's all
I haven't
up.
Left my town yet.
Yeah.
yeah
I'm
yeah,
15.
Yeah.
I only know the girls' soccer team,
yeah.
the boys' soccer team,
That's...
the girls' basketball team, and the boys. I know 14 people, and I'm horny
yeah.
as hell.
That to me is my world, and
so,
I'm
kissing all of that.
Let's yeah, just like... keep making out every weekend yeah. until we meet more people.
Yes.
That's so funny.
Until we meet more people. yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
That is so true. I think we've talked about this too, and I think it's so cool. But, like, with the insecurities that girls have, I don't
right.
really know about, like, anyone else other than how I feel.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, there's so much insecurity that, like, how could you even navigate dating other people that your friends have dated? And, like, oh, I'm sure that you had this problem with Sandra, or maybe, like, Emily was better than me at this. But, like, how
yeah.
can you even do that?
Yeah.
Right. I
yeah.
know. It's a complicated thing.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it doesn't help that you're so hormonal in, like, in your teenage years and early 20 years. And you have so many other things just... by like physically going on in your body
yeah.
that you also have to navigate who you are as a person, why you're likable and lovable
mm.
and who
yeah.
that person is. And if you can like even connect, it's like there's so much shit happening in your 17, 15 year old brain
yes.
that it seems like such an unfair challenge to also have to like find love, find appreciation, yes. find your own self-worth, choose what you're going to do with the rest of your life when you go to college. It's like, it's tough. It's a tough time.
Yes. Yeah.
And so like, don't feel down if like the person who you're interested in doesn't show you interest yet, because they're also wrestling with so much confusion at that stage
and
in your life.
Someone who had put himself in the friend zone constantly and only and ever, I will say that crushes are transient and they come and go, but like a deep intimate friendship is forever.
Aww. So parting tip for securely insecure. Let's go around the room and give one tip.
What should they do?
What should they do?
Yeah.
They're in a friendship relationship, a friend relationship. And he's afraid to let her know how she really feels because he doesn't want to risk what they have. Parting tip. What would you say?
Stay the course. If I'm being real, stay the course. Allow outside forces to help navigate you off of this path. You can receive advice, whether or not it actually leads to any sort of active change. Probably not. You've made all these decisions because they're natural to you. Stay the course. Maybe your reality will change. If it doesn't, you'll learn something from it. There's not much more you can really hear.
Yeah, I would say prioritize the friendship. Give it a little bit of time. If the crush dissipates, then in a year, be like, you know, I really had a crush on you back then.
That's real.
And that's almost sort of a nice PS.
And then they will start to have a crush on you.
Exactly.
That's the intensity and scarcity.
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
That's right.
It's that's so weird, I don't know how I'm.
Megan is fired up.
She put the paper down, folks.
Fired up.
This is the first time I felt alive. Why is this always the thing? You give and you give and you give, and as soon as you start taking it away, it starts to trickle back into you.
Hell yeah, power move. You'll learn that in negotiations more and more as you get older.
Exactly.
Contracts. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Lay the groundwork is, I would say the same thing with the friendship. Just like be there. Just be there.
I think, be present and be there.
Yes. And see what happens.
Yes. Especially if you enjoy the friendship. If you think that the longing for this person is starting to have an actively negative effect on you because you're so in love and you're also just so specifically one thing to that person, then maybe you might consider starting a new activity, changing certain things where it's like you don't see that person as much, literally just to protect yourself from not falling so deeply in love on sight every time you see that person.
Right, just unilaterally invested.
Irene?
If I were this person, I would probably, here's what I would do.
Would do and should do.
Should do, baby. You should just like let it run its course.
Yep.
If it becomes a thing, great. If it doesn't, whatever.
I can't wait to hear what you would do, if that's what you should do.
What I would do is I would probably bluff my way into that person thinking that I'm super confident and, like, doing well and really funny and great to be around and da-da-da, and hope that a crush forms. And then drunk text them when I actually had confidence.
Nice.
There you go.
That is what you would do.
Yes. Fake the confidence until you have the liquid courage to give you the real confidence.
Which you don't need to be drunk, but
no. It helps.
But where's the gin? I'm in a Chuck E. Cheese and I'm
Mems
line them up.
We love a callback.
You left your credit card here for a month.
No coconut, just gin, sir. Thank you.
We understand you're trying to start a tab, but we don't do that.
We don't do that here.
Maybe you want pepperoni?
Here's your 10-day-old pizza.
We don't serve gin at Sparrow.
Very interesting.
Pretty good advice.
Yeah, good advice. I think we helped a general amount.
I think so.
Right. I definitely feel helped.
Yeah.
I feel helped by helping someone? I actually wrote that question.
Right,
I was gonna tell you off air, but I was the one who wrote
it. It's like Marina's been acting kind of weird.
I don't know what I should do.
Yeah. Everyone has their path.
I think we did it, guys. Thank you so much.
Done did it, y'all.
Thank you.
Where can we find you on the internet?
At Billy Scafuri. Again, a very successful social media handle. Check it out. I think you're gonna really love the content.
I'm at Adam Lustig, and our podcast is at No Joke Pod.
Yes, listen to it, subscribe to it. I was on it, but other people have been on it, and other people are not me.
That is all of those things, check out.
I never thought of
empirical
it like that.
Empirical facts.
That's so weird that our other guests weren't Megan.
Bizarre now that you mentioned it. I've never thought about it that
way. Well said.
Don't agree with.
Right.
That's totally fine.
Valid.
If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, write us at justatipshow@gmail.com and make sure to sleep off. Oh, no, don't sleep off while you're writing it. Sign off. off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Also, rate us 5 stars because the embarrassment of the gas station fiasco still will remain with me for about like 10 more decades. Mm-hmm. And what will make me feel better about that? A 5-star rating.
Yes, boom.
Thank you. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.